You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with Keith Lampe. He is the president and chief operating officer. I always give people a promotion on this show, Keith. Of Inland Private Capital Corporation. They do private placements, 1031s. They work with accredited investors. So, Keith, we talked a little bit about your history. We talked a little bit about your size. Let's talk a little bit about Miami. Have you guys invested anything in Miami yet?
We have, actually. We did a deal in Miami dating back to 2010. It was a office, kind of a hybrid office / data center, leased to Diebold, which is the large ATM machine company.
Okay, so can you talk a little bit more about that? Because it sounds to me like that, again, provided you with a little bit of security and a little bit of upside.
It did. It was it kind of fits the mold from a net lease investing perspective. It was a newly constructed facility at the time, so now it's about 5 years old. We had a long-term lease. The financials of Diebold were obviously something that we viewed as compelling. Well-located piece of property, about 19,000 square foot facility in all, and we actually structured that offering without any leverage. So we purchased it, we own it outright, and investors are enjoying a very nice rate of return, purely tied to the rents that Diebold is paying under their lease.
So how big a deal was that? 20 million, 15 million?
No, it was actually a little bit smaller than that. It was about just a hair over 8 million.
Oh, wow. So really is a good size investor deal, but it's still a deal with that kind of credit that most individual investors probably even wouldn't have gotten a whiff at. You guys are out there. You're known to close. You got that certainty of execution air about you. Sounds to me like you're a broker's favorite client. Now, let me ask you this. We're towards the year end, beginning of 2016. What real estate sector is IPCC looking at for 2016?
I'd say near term we're going to be very focused on assets with operating characteristics. We've been a big buyer of multifamily here over the past couple of few years. That really fits the mold for us. Any asset where we can create net operating income, NOI growth, rent growth, but also managing our expenses. That's what excites me. That's what I think a company like Inland can really deliver value to investors through, the nuts and bolts of operating real estate. Something we've been doing since the beginning of time, since the beginning of our inception, and that really is what I think gives us a competitive edge throughout the marketplace. So, multifamily is kind of a key sector for us. We've looked at several others that fit the mold, have similar operating characteristics, some specialty sectors like self-storage, student housing, even assets within the healthcare arena, medical office buildings. So we have been fairly diverse in our approach to asset selection, and we're not abandoning the long-term net lease retail sector that we've done a lot of in the past. That is a portion, and that is going to continue to be a component of the menu of options we deliver investors. But assets with operating characteristics, I think if it was a one-line answer, that's what I'd give you.
You see, it does. You know, what's really interesting to me is that you're mentioning all of these asset classes that all of the smart money managers I know are trying to accumulate for their own private family portfolios. So sounds to me like you're allowing, I'll say it again, Main Street to have the same access that Wall Street usually gets. Seems really, really cool.
It is. It's exciting for us to be able to provide that opportunity to investors that would otherwise not see these types of investment opportunities. And again, the diverse approach I think has really served us well. We're not just focused on deal flow and acquisition volume, but the track record of performance is something we hold in very high regard. So to the extent we can buy in numerous sectors, it allows us to really cast a wide net, read the market, and identify opportunities as we see them. We're never in a position where we have to buy anything. We're kind of canvassing the marketplace and looking for values that make sense to us.
All right, Keith. Well, I think we've only got a little limited amount of time left. We've got a little bit more time. It's great. I love it how AC is really communicating to me. So let's talk a little bit about what markets you're looking at right now. What markets are really of interest to you, Keith?
You know, painting with kind of broader strokes, growing markets, markets that have strong population growth, income growth, across the spectrum, all sectors, that really just kind of translates for us. We've had a fairly heavy concentration in Denver over the past couple of years. That's been a good market for us. The Tampa market is another area where we've really established kind of a foothold with our multifamily portfolio. There have been a variety of markets throughout Texas. Most of the major markets in Texas, Austin, San Antonio, are two that we've been doing a lot in. But really, market-wise, we're relatively agnostic to individual markets. We're looking at what research reports are suggesting as, what the catalyst that's going to drive rent growth and income growth and population growth, and that's really what we use to guide our asset selection process.
Now, I know a lot of the investors I work with, they talk about the smile of the United States from the upper Northeast to the upper Pacific Northwest and through the South. You guys are located in the Midwest. What are your thoughts about the Midwest?
The Midwest has, several markets that we've been active in. We've done a lot in Indianapolis, Chicago, depending on the county that you're investing in, can sometimes provide healthy opportunities. So we're not opposed to the Midwest. We've dabbled here in our homeland, and a lot of that's sector driven. So, where we may see opportunity in the multifamily sector, we maybe see less in the storage sector. It really does depend on the deal and the asset type at the end of the day.
Okay. If people want to get more information about all this stuff, I guess that they've got to go to their registered agent, right?
Correct. Yeah, again, just to reiterate, these are securities vehicles. They're sold through the broker-dealer network, through licensed professionals that typically have a securities license and are in a position to advise clients on a variety of aspects of investing, from concentration to suitability, all the way down the spectrum. So best way to get more information is to touch base with your financial planner, your financial professional that advises you on any of these types of investment ideas.
Well, Keith, we're running out of time, and I want to thank you so much for your time. I want to thank also Nicole for arranging this, and of course Rich Jurek for putting this together too. I hope you'll come back and give us more information on the next show.
I'd love to. I hope you have me one day.
We'll invite you back, I promise, as long as you say high five to my good buddy Mike Shear up there.
I'll do it.
All right. Well, AC, this is yours. We'll be back after this with more Freed on Business.